Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks is announcing that the man who shot at a group of people at a party, injuring seven, has been sentenced to 167 years in prison. Frank Hewitt Jr. will be eligible for parole after 64 years. DA Hicks had this to say.
Seven lives were forever changed in a matter of seconds by the heinous actions of Mr. Hewitt. Today's sentence reflects the gravity of that harm and delivers accountability for each victim and for our community.
Hewitt was found guilty by a jury of 7 counts of attempted murder with the use of a deadly weapon, 5 counts of battery with a deadly weapon, 2 counts of battery with a deadly weapon causing substantial bodily harm, 2 counts child abuse with a deadly weapon, and 1 count discharging a firearm into an occupied structure. An officer with the Reno Police Department was responding to a complaint about a noisy party at the Zephyr Cove Apartments on the night of October 6, 2023, when she heard gunshots coming from one of the buildings. The officer then saw 2 masked men run from the area and jump into a car to try and get away. She attempted to stop the pair, but was unable to detain them. As additional officers arrived, they found 7 victims throughout the building, all suffering from various degrees of gunshot wounds. The victims' injuries are as follows. Victim A, a 15-year-old, was shot in the hand. Victim B, a 20-year-old, was shot in the leg, wrist, and in the chest with a bullet lodged behind the lung. Victim C was 20 years old and shot in the thigh and upper arm. Victim D was 18 years old and shot in the thigh. Victim E was 15 years old and shot in the chest and leg. Victim F was 18 years old and shot in the arm. And victim G was 21 years old and shot in the foot. Now, during the investigation, Reno police learned that a group of teens and young adults were having a party in Building J the night of the shooting. Some of the group had left to go to a nearby convenience store, and when they returned and were on the landing outside of the apartment, Hewitt and another man ran up and opened fire. The 2 men fired 32 shots at the group in 2 bursts before running away. Ring doorbell footage was played during the trial by Chief Deputy District Attorney Michael Bullenbaker, who showed the entire attack. He also showed a video evidence of Hewitt confessing to the crimes to a former gang member and talking about how he had wanted to kill someone in the shooting to prove himself to the gang. During sentencing, Chief DDA Bullenbaker argued for 210 years with parole eligibility after 78 years, saying, quote, "You don't get to shoot people in bulk and get a discount. I strongly encourage consecutive time for each of these victims," and, quote, "Frank Hewitt is evil, and I don't say that lightly." The Honorable David Hardy presided and imposed the 64 to 167-year sentence, addressing the defendant's disregard for human life and how it is beyond our community's willingness to endure. Judge Hardy added that Hewitt's conduct was evil and that it would be punished accordingly, and he also acknowledged Chief DDA Bullenbaker's humanizing of the victims when asking for sentencing.